June 30th, 1863. My dearest Mary, it has been some days now since we have seen the enemy. We saw him last on Thursday afternoon, coming through Botcher's Gap, and they are engaged in a brief skirmish with him, but nothing more. From that time until now, there has been no sign of him, and the inhabitants of this area refuse to provide us with any information. I sometimes stay up late into the night, wondering to myself, where can he be? I cannot think why he has remained distant for so long. Oh, Mary, if only you could know how lonely the life of a soldier is. If only you could feel my desire to be close to the enemy once more. How I long to charge his lines and take his breastworks. How I yearn to set upon his flanks. Yet I languish, despairing of an encounter, awaiting the day when these two great bodies of men will clash. Ephraim Wilson Head. In the summer of 1863, Ephraim Wilson Head had lost his faith in the Union cause. He and many of his fellow soldiers would soon desert their ranks, sometimes for the lure of the West and the promise of a new start, while others simply fled to whatever place they called home. For the Union soldier, many places bore the name of home. Des Moines, Harrisburg, Yonkers, Ferndale, the Ricketts, Fond du Lac, Coeur d'Alene, Coup d'Etat. For Ephraim Wilson Head, home was Snitchwicket, Rhode Island, where, 2 years earlier, he had left his wife, Mary, and his mother-in-law, Bernice. Over the 4 years of the war, Mary and Ephraim carried on a correspondence which ended only after nearly 1,600 letters had passed between them. That's close to 400 letters a year, almost 1.0958 letters per day. One of them went like this.
My darling Ephraim, I'm overjoyed to hear that you have emerged unharmed from the recent fighting. Should any mishap have befallen you, I would doubtless have thrown headlong into a state of unfathomable depression. Had any bullet scathed your temple, had a sword but nicked your earlobe, I would have plunged into a state of inconsolable mourning for days. Oh, God! I would have wrenched the very hairs from my head had you received but a single paper cut. I would have forsaken my Christian God and devoured my canaries for grief. I should have impaled myself upon my needlework, but each time I am informed of your continued safety by post, I grow so happy that I am overcome with passion and give our stable boy a good sound thrashing. Yours, affectionately, Mary Wilson Head.